Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, how many streebles does it take to hold up dad's dockers?
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
What a great text.
Just one. Just the wife.
And James Strebel.
Wow, the legroom here is pretty substantial.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Have the Strebels signed up yet for the camp?
No, we do not have Kellen Strebel yet.
Wow. Oh, my God. Is that Scott Davenport?
It is.
Is that Scotty D?
Yes.
Holy cow. Jack Grossman with a haymaker at 302.
Hello, ladies.
What's that all about? Thank you, Jack. What is that all about?
Basketball camp.
Kellen Strebel hasn't signed up yet for basketball camp?
No, we haven't. This week was...
Oh, my God.
This week was Bellarmine baseball camp.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I know.
Holy cow.
Yeah, he had baseball camp this week.
As we get going today, and welcome in, it's The Take on ESPN 680 105. Seven, an awkward start to the show. I'm Andy Sweeney. James Strebel's here. Did you get a haircut?
No.
Oh, I just can't tell. Yeah. You look like a retired firefighter today.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if it's the shirt or
what. Yeah, it's the shirt is a little misleading. It is a fire department shirt, but so in Kecksburg, Pennsylvania, they had this big UFO sighting. It's a commemorative shirt of the UFO sighting, and the fire department puts on a big thing every year, like a big parade for it every year. And so I bought one of the shirts.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
that's not what I thought we were going to be at.
Yeah.
So he's Strebel. Jack's back at the station. We got you for the next 3 hours. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. Our guy Pat Forty is Sports Illustrated. He'll join us coming up at 4 o'clock, and as always, we have a bunch of evil around the show. Even though Mitch is gone, the evil is still lingering. As we were going on the air, Jack Grossman did an evil laugh. It was substantial. It was from his gut.
Yes, it was.
Will.
It took me aback. I'd never heard something like that before.
And of course, it was about the Reds.
Yes.
And of course, he was mocking the Reds. So the Reds are playing right now a day game against the Royals. If you ask me, what's the bottom? That would be near. That would be close.
Right?
Reds and Royals would be in the middle of July. Would be
yes.
Close to the bottom. So that's going on. And Strebel, we have England and Denmark on.
Yes.
In the Euro Cup and. Strebel has Denmark, right?
I do. I have Denmark in Jeff Greer's soccer pool.
Soccer pool. And
yes.
You're up against Entz, who has England.
Correct.
And Jason Entz has so many bets and fake bets. If anyone kicks a soccer ball, if anyone scores, if anyone makes a save,
yeah.
If anyone gets the yellow card.
Hits it on their head, a header.
Yeah, he's automatically, yes, yes. Hits it on his head, yes. He's going to win or lose money. So somehow he'll come out about even, like he always says that he does. So
yes.
Anyway, so that's all the evil going on around the show. You good? Everyone good?
Yeah, Scotty D, by the way, has texted me on the personal phone saying,
boy.
Make sure Strebel knows that Kellen is my guest.
Okay, yeah, I know that, Coach. I appreciate that.
No,
yes.
No, don't coach him. Don't coach him. You have dropped the ball here. Scotty D has been nice to the Strebel family.
I know, and I got to get him to camp.
And you have dropped the ball.
I know, I've got to get him to camp. He's had baseball camp. He had Bellarmine baseball camp.
You know what you're doing?
Week and this
Every
week.
Time I hear an old-timer on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
he always says you shouldn't let your son or daughter play one sport. It sounds like your specialty right now.
No, we're not.
That's what the Strebel sound like.
He's got football evaluations next Tuesday.
Well, you can't play. You can't play that.
Yeah, we're playing that.
You get concussions.
No.
Your wife okay with that?
Yeah, she signed off at everything.
She signed off.
Yes.
I mean, here's how sad that sentence is.
Yeah.
That Scott Davenport, an area luminary.
He is.
Okay? Yeah. The head basketball coach at Bellarmine.
Yeah.
Division One basketball.
Had a great
season.
He's
a national champ. Yes, they did.
Yes.
Give me a name other than Pedro Bradshaw. Why are you making me do that right now?
They had a great season. They did.
So anyway, he's listening, I would imagine, which is also scary.
Yes.
He's listening. He's running his 19th mile today, okay?
Around the Highlands.
His third different run today. So I think it's the water tower, but regardless.
Okay.
Regardless, he texts Jack Grossman to tell you to sign up your son for free the basketball camp.
I know. I haven't been able to yet. We've had stuff going on. And then, like I said,
parties.
He had baseball.
How long does it take to sign someone up for a camp?
Every time, every week that we wanted, my wife and I go on the website.
Now it's Scotty D's fault.
No, it's not his fault. It's our fault. We're busy.
You're a busy family.
Yes, we do. And every week that we've had something scheduled that week, like they had All-Star for 2 weeks. Last 2 weeks, Kellen's had baseball camp at Bellarmine University. He's been going to catcher camp. I was at Bellarmine today, actually. That's where I was today. I was at Bellarmine. And then I was
doing what? Gotcha.
Dropping Kellen off and picking him up from baseball camp. So I'm trying to work it in, and I apologize, Scotty D.
Veto. That's a haymaker.
I know. He wants to go. It's not like he doesn't want to go. I want to go. I know. I'm sorry,
Ramon. Scared Ramon
with
your haymaker.
I'm in a bad spot to start.
You're in
the
a bad spot.
Jack dropped a nuke on me. He's morphing into Mitch.
I forgot about that. Jack was so happy. He told me that when I was leaving.
Yeah.
He was smiling.
He literally was
smiling. Texas says, Donkey Lips treatment of Scotty D is why you don't give people free things.
No.
You know what? There's something going on there. Texas says, Strebel book the overnight father-son Calipari camp instead of Scotty D's.
I did not book the Calipari camp.
Does Mike Woodson have a camp?
Does he? That's a great question.
Grossman, I want the radio station to pay for you and your dad to go to the Mike Woodson.
I know Archie had a basketball camp.
There's a lot of fantasy going on there.
And even though we love him, the only person's fantasy, an Archie Miller camp, it would only be Mike DeCourcy. He's the only one that would find that to be a fantasy. Everyone else would consider that a nightmare. That's what I think.
The exact opposite of a fantasy.
So I woke up today, 437-9680. It's the take. We got you to 6 o'clock. Like I said, Pat 40 at 4 o'clock. We have Gunter Brewer sound. It's a Would You Rather Wednesday. Carino, did you come up with any?
Yeah, I got a couple.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, there we
go. I can't totally tell if that's the truth or not. The voice went up a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that might be his tell that he might be fibbing.
He
can come up with a couple at some point over the next hour. So we can do those at 437-9680. The UK catfishing story's back.
It is back.
I don't know if you've seen that. Any updates on Kofi Coburn? We can get to that as well. And Grossman, if you could put this up at ESPN 680. Have you seen Marcus Carr play a full game? Yes or no?
Question. I haven't.
I contend nobody has.
I have not.
I contend that nobody has. Jack, you probably have because of Big Ten.
Yeah, and because he's played IU.
But I'm trying to think if I saw 40 minutes.
A lot of people have because I think he was an underclassman on the Minnesota team that whipped Louisville in the tournament.
That was my question.
Oh yeah, so it's not
was
a good
he on
question
that team?
Then. Yeah, well see, we didn't know. Only
I watched
Jack
that
knew.
Game.
Yeah, you did. I'm sure you did.
I was glued.
You watched every second of that game. So I woke up today, as I often do, and I got thinking just about, you know, today's show.
Yeah.
And today's one of those days. We'll talk with Pat 40. We'll get into a bunch of nonsense. There's an underlying issue with Blankenbaker and Diener.
Oh.
Strebel's love affair with Dan Issel continues to grow by the minute.
I have some stuff on that.
Yeah. There's a reason that I'm sad. Juvenile's in the news.
Juvenile? the rapper?
We'll get to that. We'll get to Juvie here in a second.
I'm a little nervous. I love Juvenile.
He's okay. He's alive.
Yeah, he's good. Alive. Okay, settle down.
I'm sure I know you have those feelings.
Yeah.
And I got thinking not only about Kofi Coburn, and I, you know, that's going to happen sooner rather than later, and I don't think there's going to be anything. We can come up with different angles. I did read Sam Vecenie of The Athletic kind of had a strength and weaknesses, and we didn't talk about that yesterday, so we can talk about that today. There's still meat on the bone, but I don't think there's anything that's, you know, advancing the story.
Sure.
And then I got thinking, and I got, for some reason, I don't know if it's I saw like Norton's health on the TV. It made me think of Norty C.
Oh, yeah.
And that made me think of Rummage.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And that made me think of Ross McMaines. And that made me think of Marcus Carr. That's where my brain was this morning.
Wow.
Okay?
I like those connections.
It's an odd connection.
That's not a traditional path.
No, it's not. And so I wrote some things down. And I just, I figured we should throw this out there.
Okay.
A Louisville fan has to, I can't believe, maybe Mabin and Rummage did.
Okay.
I think Louisville fans are nervous about Marcus Carr. I think they want him and they want him bad. They want him and they want him bad. The sense I get now is that, you know, Monday and into Tuesday was the jubilation period.
Right.
It was the honeymoon period. It was all those different things.
Swooning going on.
And now there's not going to be any news, you know, until something happens or, you know, a message board or whatever it may be. So it's quiet right now.
It's very quiet.
The fronts are quiet. They're almost too quiet. I don't like when they're this quiet.
Yeah.
But I got thinking, are we not going to have the conversation, since we've had it with Orlando Antigua, that, I mean, isn't the selling point to Marcus Carr Ross McMaines?
It should be.
I mean, if we're talking about a guard who wants to make the NBA.
Yes.
That as development, okay?
Right.
That is what Louisville is selling. What Louisville is, okay, let's just go back for a second. If Kenny Payne were at Kentucky,
okay, yeah,
the talk right now around Kofi Coburn would be to go and get to, you know, the tutelage of one of the top big guy coaches in the country in Kenny Payne.
The big man whisperer.
But I don't think of Kofi Coburn going to Kentucky and raising his draft stock. I see him as being a damn good college player where he's going to be anywhere he goes.
Right.
And that's not me crapping on Kentucky or Cal. It's just I don't think he's going to take a late second round guy and turn him into the 14th pick of the draft. I didn't think it was going to happen with Reed Travis. I didn't think it was going to happen with Nate Sestina. I didn't think it was going to, who am I missing?
Olivier Saar. Yeah, those are
the And Coburn's an All-American, and I don't think it's necessarily going to happen. Here's what I would say. There's a good probability, but I'm not going to wager my money on it.
Sure.
That he's going to, now, he may. Again, I don't want to make this, I'm crapping on coaches here, even though we do a lot of that around here. We do plenty of that around here. But he's on one side. Marcus Carr, he is a guard who isn't NBA ready.
Right.
And I feel like he has, Kofi Coburn is a slow 7-footer.
He's got some limitations.
The limitation is he's a backup center in the NBA.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that, but that's what he is. That's the cut of the basketball that he got.
Right.
That's how I feel about it. And I feel like that's going to be his end point, which would make him a ton of money
in
his career, to do that very thing. But I feel like and I think it's probably because of guards.
Yeah.
You talk about efficiency. You talk about some of these other things. Ross McMaines, that's a guy like Marcus Carr is the selling point that Chris Mack and company have done with Ross McMaines. And now, it's different than Orlando Antigua. It is. But if Kentucky, I don't know if Kentucky was going to get a Jalen Duren visit before Big O rolls before Jane Coleman. I don't know because we didn't talk at all about Jalen Duren.
Right.
Okay. But I know Ty Washington, and I know if they get Kofi Coburn, that's going to be Big O. It's going to be the new staff.
Sure.
Okay.
100% agreement.
I'm not expecting McMaines to come in and have five stars around him. He hasn't recruited. My point is that he would be almost the foundation building block of of the sell job to Marcus Carr.
Yeah.
The sell job to Marcus Carr is we have a guy that is all about developing your position for the NBA. Let's go. Again, you would have heard, you would hear this a lot more if Kenny Payne were still at Kentucky.
Yeah, and trying to get Laura Kofi Coburn over there for him. Yeah, absolutely.
And I still wouldn't believe that he would go from 57th to 7th, okay?
Yeah,
but that would be more of something that there's no doubt that we would talk about. So when I woke up this morning, I'm like, the guy that Louisville fans love, Marcus Carr, and the other guy that Louisville fans love, Ross McMaines.
Yeah.
Like, this is an early a test, if you will, on an elite player mm-hmm. in a position of need where the staff has told you they want to add to the roster. All of these different things that we've talked about mm-hmm. for so very long here on the Take on ESPN Louisville. It's just, it's a first test if someone of that stature is going to buy into the program as a whole, and I'm interested in the Ross McMaines, angle, if you will.
Yeah.
How much that is publicized if the kid does come to Kentucky, and what the Louisville and the reaction if he doesn't. So I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
We had Norton's, we had Norty C.
Yeah.
We had Rummage, and we made our way to Ross McMaines and Marcus Carr.
I like how that path you took was an interesting path. But no, I agree with you. And it just the one thing that has, I don't know if the right word is disappointed me, but maybe surprised, is, as you said, just the amount of silence. I do think there's nervousness to push all your chips in for the Marcus Carr sweepstakes on behalf of Louisville fans. And exactly what you said, if you miss out on him, then you're mad at Coach Mack, and then maybe you're mad at your boy Ross McMaines because they love Ross McMaines. I mean, they love Ross McMaines not quite the way I love Orlando Antigua, but it's getting there. If he had a good season and the offense picks
up,
they love him.
You remember the interview that you did with Orlando Antigua?
Yes.
Maven and Rummage didn't do that with Ross McMaines.
No, they didn't, but I can give it a little while.
Now, one's a talker and one's not. Ross McMaines, you know.
Not as much as Big O.
Yeah, Big O was schmoozing you.
Yeah, he was.
He called you by name. He remembered your name.
Talking like Big Boy or something, Big Guy. Yeah, yeah, that was great. Oh, now you have good memories. They're all flooding back in my head.
She was like crying tears of happiness thinking about it.
But, I mean,
can I pause you for a second?
Sure, yeah.
Jack, I want you to write down on your notepad today at some point. I want you to gloat. I want to see if you have the evil inside you to gloat to Louisville fans over Tom Allen getting yet another 4-star.
Oh, please,
just Louisville
Jack.
Fans, okay? All not right. Kentucky fans.
Because we get 4-stars.
Yeah, yeah, just Louisville fans.
Yeah.
Can you do it? That is what we will find out at 4:30 today. I'm writing that down.
So it's set in stone.
It's set in stone.
It's part of our schedule today. But no,
yes.
Will Louisville fans have enough gumption to maybe question things? And that was kind of what I was thinking yesterday,
no,
too.
It's just especially be sad.
They will be sad, but, I mean, and you're right. The expectation of McMaines is not the same as Orlando Antigua. When Orlando Antigua signed up to be the coach of Kentucky again, the expectations were, you go get dudes. Go get dudes. And so far, it looks like he's going to accomplish that. With McMaines, it was more like, hey, change the offense, make it more up-tempo, make it more exciting to watch, make it more attractive to incoming players. This is a test not only for Chris Mack, but for McMaines. Can he sell this New Zealand offense,
there you
this
go.
Mysterious offense?
It's up to McMaines.
It's up to McMaines that we've all heard about.
Is it up to McMaines?
Can McMaines say, hey, go look at the New Zealand world team stats and some footage and tell me, Marcus Carr, if you don't want to be a part of that? Because we hear how highly efficient and high scoring that offense is. Is that the type of offense that the NBA likes? Apparently so. McMaines is tapped into that. He's worked for NBA franchises before. He's been on NBA staff before. So you have to use that if you're Chris Mack to lure a guy like Marcus Carr, whose ultimate dream is to play in the NBA, a guards league. So he's got
the NBA guy.
Got a
right
weapon.
There.
McMaines is a weapon.
I'm with you.
He's a weapon.
It needs
Use
to
it.
Be talked about.
Absolutely.
Texas says 437-9680. Ask Jack if he had heard Trump dropped a Bob Knight reference today during his speech.
I did not know that.
What speech did Trump have?
I'm not surprised.
Well, listen, if you told me, if you made me choose somebody who would endorse Trump, Bobby Knight, it has to be on the top of that list.
Oh, yeah. He's in the top five.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, he really.
Clay Travis.
Well, no, I would
Bob
say
Knight.
If we went sports.
Well, Clay Travis. Oh, he's not sports anymore. I forgot. He's now conservative political.
What
about
the Bosa family?
The Bosa family is a good one. The Bosa family.
I can see like Philip Fulmer being a big Trump guy for whatever reason.
Does Philip Fulmer look like a Trump guy?
Yes.
Yeah, but what's Trump doing? He's not.
Oh, he's suing all the big tech companies.
Oh, so he had a press conference today
he
over
did.
That?
He had a press conference over that. He's suing did Google,
really?
Facebook, and Twitter.
Nice.
He's suing all of them.
Not like Tinder or TikTok or any of that.
No, not TikTok.
No, not TikTok.
I didn't see.
Does
yeah.
Trump have a TikTok? I asked that. I don't know.
Either. I did, those are the three I saw: Facebook, Twitter, and Google. Now Facebook owns Instagram, so I guess they're involved with that too.
Texter says, "Surprise, surprise! Big Rig agrees with Andy." Texas says, and I love this one, UK fans trying to tell U of L fans how to fan is comedy. Worry about your team piss rig.
Piss rig. I've got to talk about your team. What do you want me to do, to sit here and be silent? I can only talk
you
about
could.
Kentucky.
I don't know.
I mean, Rummage and Maybe talk about Kentucky all the time. Why don't you text them and say, stay in your lane, piss Rummage. I mean, Drew and Blake talk about Kentucky all the time, too. Why am I the only one that can't talk about the other team? Why is it the rule specifically for me?
Texas says, it's awesome listening to Jamie Bleepin' Strebel tell us how Chris Mack should be doing his job.
Y'all should. Why don't you agree with me? I'm turning this on you,
Texas. Wait, you're not saying anything revolutionary.
No, I'm not, but they're all pissy because they know they're not going to get Marcus Carr. And they know that it's Mack's fault in the end that they didn't get Marcus Carr. And they don't want to be mad at Mack. They want to hold him to any standards.
Mack is just fine. Leave Mack alone.
He didn't do anything wrong. And then you miss the tournament or you're like a 9 seed, you'll piss and moan for about 48 hours like you did last year, and then he's the greatest thing ever 2 weeks later. It's a vicious cycle, and you're embedded in it. It's not my fault. I can't get you out of it. You've got to be real with yourself and talk to yourself, or maybe get a therapist and talk to the therapist to get you out of the vicious cycle. And as for Satterfield, y'all are just
stuck.
All right, I'm done.
You pivoted to Satterfield for no reason.
Because they do the same thing with both their coaches.
People talk
about not having standards for Kentucky football. I agree with. Louisville fans have no standards for their coaches. Zero. Zero standards for either coach.
Texas says, you guys are mad you won't make as much as HVL.
There it is. It's been a couple days.
Texas says, Mitch Barnhart is more of a Pence guy.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Man.
That's a great text. He is a Pence guy.
They both call their wives mother.
They do. They both call them mother, and they both like a good cold glass of iced tea with a lemon in it. That's their drink of choice.
Grossman, who's Mike Pence? I think I've asked you this before.
He was the former VP.
Okay.
Yeah, he got it.
Settle down. This is how we create good radio. I'm going to take swings. We're going to miss some.
Yeah.
You're going to miss some.
Yeah.
Do you know who Juvenile is? When I mentioned that earlier in the show, do you have any idea?
Is he a rapper?
Well, yeah, you heard Strebel say it, but you know, like, he's infamous for, like, anything of his, really?
Nothing.
He released one of the greatest rap songs of the
90s. You never heard Back That Ass Up?
I mean, that.
All right,
that,
I have heard that, yes.
Okay.
That song,
I mean, that had to play at every bar in Bloomington.
That's a banger. Yes.
Like if you went out, you had to hear that. I mean, the over-under was at least, like, 2.5.
Yeah. In one night.
Boy, you got to save that.
Yeah.
In one night.
What a veto. Yeah. What a veto.
In one night. But, yeah, I'm curious about this Juvenile news, because he was big in high school.
Texas says Tom Allen's out here working fools.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah, what position?
Texas says Satterfield eats turkey bacon.
What does that mean? I disagree with that.
It's supposedly healthier, but it's not nearly as good.
Oh, no,
it's gross.
Terrible. I tried it for about a month back when I was trying to lose weight the natural way.
The hard work. Yeah,
the hard work way.
Right.
And it didn't do anything for me at all. I was like, this is terrible. This is awful.
Texas says Strebel would drink Coach O's bathwater.
Nah.
Texas says, have you guys discussed Diener's anthrax letter yet? Oh, we'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Yeah.
Texas says, leave Mac alone. Leave Mac alone. You know what?
Leave Mac alone.
Leave Mac alone. Leave Mac alone. She's back in the news.
Who, Brittany?
Brittany, yeah. Free Brittany, hashtag.
yeah, she's, what, taking control of her own life legally now? Is that what's happening? Sure. I haven't really followed
her
that story too much.
Her father has a...
well, I knew that.
Yeah, that conservationship over her, and she's trying to, like, get it back because she, like, wants to have more kids and things. She can't have them while her father's in charge of everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
She wants to have more kids?
Yeah, she wants to have more kids. She's got a new boyfriend, and she wants to have some more kids, and she can't have more kids. It's part of the deal. And, like, her dad won't let her. It's crazy, man. It's really bizarre.
There's a chortle. Yeah. Boy, a chortle.
I know how we
a
got
a chortle
here, but...
around a Britney Spears story. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's going to be. I gave you McMains and Carr.
Yeah.
I gave you the goods that you needed at 305.
That's a good one.
Texas says, is the gas bag games postponed tonight, or have you guys given up? I don't believe it's postponed.
Right, but... now, it's still scheduled for 9:15.
Okay, so I did not hear the lineup at the end of the V show, but... couple buddies of mine were laughing at it, how bad it was.
Oh.
Like, you know, who is going to be there and who isn't going to be there. I think there's an intern named Troy that nobody knows, and I think he might be on the team, but he actually looks athletic. So, Jack, go ahead. Give me about 30 seconds on this before we move on.
Because
the team has failed. You guys, it's failed so bad it's not even content. You guys have failed the content machine.
Yeah.
So the intern is Ty. He is actually... in the back right now.
What did I call him?
Troy.
Damn it.
And he is batting cleanup tonight.
You had the first letter, right?
So you guys are like Kentucky and Louisville trying to get your best player at the end.
At the end?
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what we are.
Okay, so he's batting cleanup. Okay.
Yeah, we have my little brother, Ethan's playing again. And then Greer's sticking through it. He's still playing. He's leading off. He's still sticking with it.
Still going yeah. 0 for 2. Still going 2 week ground outs and a base running error. Yeah,
Pat the last couple weeks has been 50-50 on
Pat's
if he's going
done.
To play. But he's in the lineup. He's in the lineup,
yeah,
but he doesn't want to be there.
Today. No.
Yeah, he's
no,
playing, but he doesn't want to play.
It's misery.
Pat, you know, Pat deserves it the most.
I thought Nick would.
No, Pat does.
Well, why Pat?
Nick lives in disarray.
That's a good point.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I figured
Greer deserves it, and Pat deserves it. Pat was trying to act like he was Joe Morgan.
Like he's going to be this
yeah,
great
like he's
softball
practicing.
Player.
He and his
girlfriend.
Yeah, they were going like to the field to scoop grounders. Yeah. He was inviting family members to a 32-2 game. Like, he deserves it. He deserves to stick it out every one of these damn games and be up to 1 a.m.
Yeah, you convinced me on that one.
You're hard to convince.
I definitely saw Greer because he talked a lot of bleep.
He deserves it, yeah.
And then Nick, just because he put it all together. But, yeah, that is Nick's life. This is what he is. This is what he does.
Yeah, so Process was the cleanup hitter last week and is now batting 11th.
God damn, y'all bumped him down. Wow. 11th?
Yeah, he bat, like 2 weeks ago, he batted like 9th or 10th. Then he had really good contact on a one ball. I'll mark that. that ended up being caught. And Nick was like, oh, Process is great. Put him up at cleanup. Struck out last week. And now he's back to 11th.
Texas says, hot take. Hot take, it's an M. Night Shyamalan twist. It's really Process who sent the anthrax letter.
Oh, wow. That would be an M. Night Shyamalan
Texas says,
twist.
My grandma loved turkey bacon.
Well,
it's not good.
So much for her taste buds.
Texas says, Round Daddy said turkey bacon didn't work out for him in his diet. He ate a case of it every morning.
I didn't eat a case of it. I couldn't. I couldn't eat more than like 2 pieces of it. Ugh. This guy's just dry. It's chewy. You can't get it crispy enough. It's just, there's nothing good about it.
No. Texas says Pat can't quit. He made a promise to his in-laws and Hannah's little brother.
Did he promise Hannah's little brother that he did a homer? Is he hitting one for him?
I'll hit a C&I single for you tonight, big guy.
I'll reach on an error for you.
Yeah.
I'll.
That's what I can guarantee.
I'll
for
run
you.
Out an infield loop. Let's take a break. 437-9680 so we can get back to all of this. Plus, Blankenbaker had a realization today on the air.
Wow. He had a moment of clarity?
He had a moment of clarity.
Okay.
And it just smacked him in the face. Uh-oh. And it was unbelievable.
Really?
Absolutely it was. So we can get to that. Gunter Brewer was on. We can get to that.
Oh,
he
surprise.
Was on with Diener. I almost fell out of my recliner. When Diener said, we'll talk to our friend Gunter Brewer next, I was like, oh, man.
Coffee spilled everywhere.
Yeah, no offense to you, Jack, but Mitch would have been so delighted by that.
He would have.
Again, no offense to Jack. I don't know if Jack. Jack might be delighted.
Yeah, but Mitch would have smiled big.
Oh, we have a goal. Denmark. There you go.
Let's go.
There we go.
There we go, Danes. Yeah.
There we go,
Take
Danes.
Take that, Ents.
There, Ents won and lost $200 right there.
Right there.
So he's even.
He's even. No big deal.
He's even for the day.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
He had Kane actually missing the...
He had Kane playing bad defense.
Yeah, he did. He had Kane playing bad defense and allowing a goal with 29 minutes to go.
Texas says turkey bacon was the turning point for Strebel's lap band.
You know what? That's actually not that bad of a guess. I can't diet.
What? I'm not reading some of these. 4379680. After the break, why I'm really sad today, I'll explain it next.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We got some hotties next door, though, I'll tell you that.
Oh, do you? What's the situation look like?
God.
Oh, yeah, what's the setup?
And James Strebel.
You got one picked out yet, or are you going to play the field?
No, I haven't really seen all the prospects yet, so I need to go back and rank them when I go back. there are a couple five stars, though, and then also a couple three stars, so we'll see.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Here on this Wednesday, it's ESPN 680 105.7. Reminder coming up tomorrow, game two of the NBA Finals, Bucks and Suns. Pre-game coverage 8 o'clock, tip-off at 9 o'clock. That's over on 93.9 The Villains, all presented by the Barino's Pizza. Not the Barino's Pizza. The Barino's Pizza. UPS Jobs and U of L Health. Also tomorrow, Reds and Brewers coming your way at 7:40 right here on ESPN 680 105.7. It's all presented by Tyler Mountain Water. I know Jack watched the NBA Finals. Did you watch any, Big Ray?
I watched a little bit.
Okay, so you fell asleep or went to bed when? Halftime?
It was like 10:30.
Okay.
10:30. I fell asleep on the couch.
What did you have to do?
Nothing.
Did the wife work?
She did work.
Oh, nice. So, bourbon. You passed out.
A little bit, okay, but not a lot. But I was watching, and then I fell asleep, and I woke up, and it was over, and I went to bed.
That's your guy.
Yeah, I know. 27 points. 26 points.
Oh,
he did
man.
Great. Sorry, I don't know where all that came from.
Man, oh, limp. Man. Did just, you have like, to swallow up. That down?
I did.
You had to swallow that
yeah,
down,
I
did
had
you
to.
Not?
Yeah, I had to.
Oh, that was a loogie, essentially. Your mouth has to taste disgusting
it
right
does,
now.
But
Take a drink. Only a Bush Light can. That's the worst right there. We've all been there, just usually not on AM live radio. Boy, that phlegm.
There we go. Okay.
Oh,
I think I'm okay now, I think. Oof. I may have to run in the restroom.
Can I just say, it has taken all of 5 days for when I type in the letter V in my phone, the first thing it autocorrects to is veto.
Does it really?
Yes.
I'm impressed by that.
My iPhone has, I think, like Coburn. It's a few sports names that are odd that it's learned.
Now I get Penix every time.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
Penix. Oh, no.
England scored.
No.
Wow.
Not you, Sterling.
You're not okay.
I'm not.
I'm looking. What's wrong with you? Do you have more phlegm? What's happening?
Yeah, I think I need to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. I got something caught in my throat.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
He does. He has something caught
We're
in his
just
throat.
Back from a break.
He does. I don't know what's going on with him. Texter wants to know. Texter, he's limping to the toilet right now.
I need a full play-by-play.
Okay, people yep. want the goal call. Can you do the goal call?
I didn't
Grossman?
See it.
Well, it doesn't
matter.
Oh,
it was a fantastic goal! Raheem Sterling! Off the cross!
That might have been an own goal. Here's the reason now. And oh, listen, it was an own goal. Like, I want to be 100% honest.
Oh, wow. What's
doing the fake soccer call is not original. It's never been original, okay?
It's fun,
now,
though.
No, that's what it is. It's fun, but it's not original. And this is nothing against her. But Katie George reenacted goals last night, and so ESPN put it up all over the place.
Oh, really? I didn't see that. I missed that.
And again,
how was the bathroom?
I was fine. I had a lot of...
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I had like a lot of...
You smoking a heater
today? No, it's
that cigar,
anything.
Isn't it? I think it's a cigar.
I think I had some food.
Something still don't look right.
It's stuck. Like, I think I have some food. I'm serious. I think I have some food stuck in my lap band. I'm dead serious.
I think you still haven't recovered from
Grossman. Grossman, hang on. We'll get to you in a second. I need you to write this down. I need for a T-shirt. This is the leader. Okay, I want to write all these down. I'm serious. Okay, write these down. I need your help with this because everything moves too fast when you're hosting. Write this down. I think a little food got caught in my lap band. That's the shirt.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you know, remember when the Supreme Court said pornography? You know it when you see it.
Right.
Like yesterday, you saw some.
I saw some.
And you reacted.
Yes.
You knew that you saw some. That's this.
Yeah.
I know the shirt, just that sentence, I think a little food got caught in my lap band.
Yeah.
That's the sports radio I want to do. Around Marcus Carr and Kobe Coburn.
Yeah, the lap band food stuck is in the middle. But no, I think I had a little bit of. You're going to laugh. I mean, I know that.
Oh, here we go.
I had a little pita bread and hummus.
I love hummus.
Yeah, before I
What's
came over here.
What's wrong with that? Grossman?
I know how it sounds.
Well, you think it sounds girly?
It sounds pretentious. I understand.
Wait, you're doing it again.
I am doing it again. It's really a stuff. Like, I got pita bread stuck in my lap.
What do I do? I hope he's okay.
Did he go to the bathroom again?
Yeah. I'm in tears. Oh my God.
I'm good. Texas
Are
we
says,
sure?
Flynn Daddy choked more than Calipari
I'm
in the tournament.
What was that grunt you just
No,
did?
I cleared my throat. I'm good now. I'm fine. I had drink some water, some cold water. I think what set it off was the carbonation of the Busch Light.
Don't blame the Busch Light.
No, I really think
Don't
that's what it was.
Blame the Busch Light.
But I'm good. I'm clean. I'm good. I'm good.
Oh my God. I don't know how we
You saw the panic in my face. Like I felt it start building up. I was like,
I can't look at him. Grossman, I can't look at him. I knew he wasn't right the first time he came back.
Yeah.
Texas says, I cannot imagine this visual. Oh, man, I want to read that one, but it's too far. It's just too far.
Yeah. I can imagine. I know the text line's having a field day. They should. I'm okay now. I feel good.
If you're just joining us, Strebel has had pita bread and hummus stuck in his lap band. That's right.
That's exactly
what
happened.
Is it not?
Yes, and I'm fine. You can see the difference in me now. Man. I'm more relaxed, but I can breathe.
You can breathe.
So how do you get the peanut butter and hummus out of the lap band?
No, pita bread and hummus.
Yes, how do you get bread and hummus
I went
out?
And I drank I phlegmed a little bit, and then I drank some cold water, and it flushed it down, and I'm okay now. Like, I'm okay.
Oh, man.
It works. That means it's stopping food from going, like, too much. I should have stopped at one one fewer piece of hummus and pita bread, I would have been okay.
Texas says, isn't bread a horrible choice for someone with a lap band? I'm thinking
yes,
it is.
Yes, it is,
right?
But it's crispy. Okay. If it's like crispy like a cracker. It's like pita crackers. And so if they're crispy, you could chew it up. No, I don't eat bread.
So you had a cracker then.
Yeah, it was a pita bread cracker. I think it may have been
you
the
hummus. You in Satterfield, just eating crackers.
Just eating crackers.
Just sitting there eating a saltine.
He was like, yeah. It was garlic something pita bread cracker. And roasted garlic hummus.
Oh, man, it's a holy veto, too.
That was my lunch.
Texas says pita bread and hummus is code word for rack of ribs.
No, I can't eat a rack
Texas
of ribs.
Texas says, I've been quasi-listening for the last 5 minutes, and I'm lost now.
Sorry. I got food stuck in my lap, man. I'm okay now.
Stop.
I know, I'm stopping.
You gotta set. You're just killing
Hold
me.
Hold on, wait. I gotta settle down.
Wait, you're killing me, Crean, right now.
I'm sorry.
I've never heard Crean laugh like that. Like, just the veto at that moment.
Oh, I'm good.
No, you're not.
I got pita bread veto in my lap band. Like, the veto there comedically made that, like, it made it funny.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what to even do now. I gotta be honest.
Well,
we have, like, 7 minutes until we take a break and then go to, somehow, Pat 40.
Usually this happens before Bozich, not before 40.
I don't know what to do right now.
I know. I'm sorry.
You just vetoed again.
I didn't mean to derail the show. I apologize.
No, I'm thankful that you did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I was worried about him there for a second.
Yeah, I know. My face gets all red. I start to sweat.
You were sweating.
I was sweating.
The sweat.
Yeah,
it
the
was
sweating.
The sweat.
But now I'm relaxed and I'm not sweating, so it's passed. I'm good.
Texas says this dude is dying on live radio. Texter says, pita and hummus is not pretentious.
Okay, good. I was worried.
It's not.
Okay.
I think it's a normal snack.
Yeah, it's a nice little snack. I ate it before I came over. I was like, you know, so to hold me over till mealtime later on this evening, and I ate too much. And that's
what happens.
What
do you guys have for dinner? Do you have any idea?
Probably chicken wings.
There you go.
Yeah,
oh, boy,
wings.
That won't get stuck in your throat.
Well, the good thing is the chicken.
Oh, Lord heavens, Grossman.
I can only eat two wings.
Okay.
And the chicken you can tear up to little pieces.
If you went to Buffalo Wild Wings. Why don't you have a chicken breast then?
Chicken breast is worse than chicken wings. Because the consistency of a chicken breast.
It's thicker.
It's thick. It's thicker. Yeah, chicken wings is off the bone. It's not as thick.
I agree with that. Save that for the mixtape as well.
Yeah.
Texas says, I think that was a Mitch fajita level take. How is hummus pretentious? Why are you guys worried about the pretentious nature of hummus? He nearly died.
Yeah, what's surprising to me is that's not the content right now. It's the hummus take is the content. I thought people would be laughing their asses off that I almost died on the radio, but they're like, hummus? Ah.
Texas says, is that a number one seed in the sound bracket? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if we come up with four sounds better than that right there, then we're doing something.
Yeah.
Like, I think we can. We
Do we have
time.
Two one seeds in the past week between that and Issel crushing blank last week?
I think Issel crushing blank last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever, I think that will end up being, like, one of the top, like, two seeds.
Like a top two seed.
I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen the rest of the year. Who knows?
Diener had a haymaker last week, too, about the models and underwear and stuff. That was pretty good.
That's
not a one seed. I know. But
that was still
good sound. No, that was good.
Texas says, you got to play you and Andy Jack laughing with Because I Got High playing in the background.
Oh. That could be arranged.
Texas says, was Andy horrified the thought of giving Strebel mouth to mouth?
No, I think I would be on my own in that situation.
Man, there's someone here that I see I can't read.
Yeah, I know.
I just can't read them.
I know. I know. I bet they're good, though. They're funny.
Texas says, do not ever leave the room when choking, and if you see someone doing so, follow them. Oh, so now it's my fault.
Now it's your fault. Hey,
it's my fault.
That I was irresponsible with my lap band.
I was on radio.
I wasn't choking.
If he was
fine.
Choking, I would have went in there. But, I mean, I'm on. We're still doing the show, kind of.
I wasn't choking.
Texas says, Andy, do you know the Heimlich? I took a CPR class in college. Could I do it if needing to?
Yeah.
I would not feel comfortable doing that. No.
I'm the same way. I took one in college as well.
I thought you had to. Do you not have to as being a teacher?
Every few years.
Every few years.
Yeah, but it's been a while. Does that take that?
Texas, Strebel just said, I can eat two chicken wings but 24 beers.
It's liquids different. It doesn't get liquid doesn't get caught in the lap band. It just goes right through. It's different.
Texas says, listener Emily ready to give CPR.
Well, She needed to. I don't know.
Oh, man.
We didn't get there, fortunately.
No. Yeah. Texter, hummus is like eating wet sand.
No, it's not. It's very tasty. I like the roasted red pepper and the roasted garlic.
It's good. It's not tasty like you made it out to be. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
It's healthy.
It's healthy. And it's not a bad snack. I mean, you don't want to, like, you don't crave hummus.
Snack.
You don't crave hummus.
No, you really don't.
You know, you open the refrigerator, it's like, oh, there's hummus.
And it's there. It's available. There.
Exactly. That's what it was.
Texas says, whether you're proficient in it or not, who actually is ever comfortable with giving CPR? Yes. Well, I just, okay, I'll veto there. Okay, fine.
All right.
You're right. Never mind. You're right. I was going to say, and everything got derailed, did Denmark score again?
I think that's replay.
Oh, is that a replay?
That's a replay from the first one, yeah.
437-9680. The one thing I was going to say, you know what this week is? Grossman doesn't know. You don't know. You shouldn't know.
What?
And it's usually, you know, right around then. I think it's actually technically, yeah, it's this week. It's later in the week. So, like, today's what? Today's Wednesday?
Wednesday. It's Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Today, this week, it's the American Century Championship in Lake Tahoe.
Oh, you would. Oh, man.
And that's so, why aren't you going?
Yeah.
Well, hang on. That's the one last year where Stu Gotts was going.
One of your heroes.
And it'd be funny. I would try to get him on the show. I don't know, but a hero.
Oh, but I know you like him a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, you said hero the way that you said it to Lynn Bowden.
Right.
You said that Lynn Bowden was your son's hero when you lied to Lynn Bowden.
No, it wasn't a lie.
Well, I mean, Lynn Bowden's no one's hero, but anyway.
Kellen loves
I mean,
him.
That ain't good, man. Anyway.
He wears that shirt all the time.
Anyway, so then it got canceled with COVID and everything.
Sure.
And I was going to go, heartbroken, last year. We talked about that on the show. This year, so I text Anderson, who's now in Kansas City.
Yeah.
I text him like, yo, you guys going? Who's going? I didn't figure he would be the one going,
right.
But I threw it out there, and they're like, they're not allowing media this year.
Oh, what the hell? Then what's the point of
and
doing
like,
it?
And like the list of people that's there, it's like awesome.
Oh, man.
Like, I'd love to see it. It's like the best guest list they've had.
That sucks. So So basically, it's just a bunch of rich celebs with no accountability. No one's looking over their shoulder. There's no media snapping pictures or you know, writing down what they're doing. They can do whatever the hell they want now. They don't have any eyes on them. They can get crazy. They can get nuts over there. But they're not doing. I mean, no media. Come on.
Well, I mean, with COVID and everything.
I know,
and,
but if you're vaccinated, you should be able to go.
Listen, don't tell me.
Oh, I know.
I'm a peon here.
I know.
I would just go sit in the corner and
exactly.
watch the celebrities.
Yeah.
I have nothing. Drink the free bourbon. Like, I got, I'm not talking to anybody here.
Right, right. It just disappoints me.
Well, thank you.
I know you look forward to that.
Texas says, Phlegm Daddy.
Yeah. Yeah, for a few minutes there it was.
Texas says, I just watched Tiana Trump.
Hopefully no one was around.
Aunt TT.
I was thinking about that, and I was just thinking about how I was expecting that. I thought you said Aunt TT, and there was going to be a picture of like some scantily clad person, and instead it was graphic. It was very graphic.
Yeah, that's really what I think it all stems to. When you saw that photo. Of Aunt TT and BJ Washington yesterday. You haven't been the same person since then.
You know what? It's a great point. At about 4:15 yesterday, we're coming up on 24 hours where you haven't been yourself.
Yeah.
God, you're exactly right about that, Jack.
Jack
good
may
job.
Have something there.
He is. Yeah. The rest of the second half of that show, you were a little bit off.
Yeah.
Now it was generic Marcus Carr, Kofi Coburn conversation.
Yeah.
That's understandable. Yeah.
And then his head issue a moment ago.
Yeah. And it's carried all the way, 24 hours.
Goes back to Aunt TT.
I think it does. Let's take a break. God bless us. Let's clean things up. Pat Forty, Sports Illustrated, joins us next.